Hi everyone! Before we get into this week's episode, I want to bring attention to this great organization that a friend of mine has started, soon to be nonprofit, called Big Hearts Small Packages. Their mission is to help the homeless community in Houston, Texas. Now, they have been making small packages that include sandwiches, snacks, water, Gatorade, masks, hand sanitizers, some dog food, sanitation pads, fans, a lot of stuff that we still need in the middle of a pandemic. They would love some help and donations. If you would like to help their cause, you can Venmo or Cash App them. Anything will help. You can check out their Instagram page at Big Hearts Small Packages for more information on how to do that. I will also be linking their handle in the episode description. And if you follow me on Twitter, they also have a Twitter. Definitely follow them, retweet, like, share what they put out. Thank you so much for checking them out. And let's get into this week's episode. Hello and welcome back to Let's Leisure. Kind of excited to get into this because, as you can tell from the title, I saw a new movie. Now, I'm constantly watching movies. Obviously, in my podcast, I've talked about movies. It's nothing new. But this is my, like, first in-person movie since, like, being vaccinated and, like, COVID restrictions having been lifted, etc. And it was pretty awesome. So let me start by saying there was two people in the front, one guy on the side, somebody in front of me. There was, like, less than 10 people in the theater. Like, I want to say, like, 8 tops. That's myself included. And we were all spaced out, obviously. Like, big theater, regular-sized theater, whatever. And, yeah, so there weren't a lot of people. So that was really great because I didn't have to worry about, like, I mean, it was early evening-ish. Yeah. So it's not like I was expecting it to be crowded, but I'm just glad that there still wasn't a lot of people. But also it was, you know, like, middle of the week, still early, like, people I guess are still working anyways. But yeah, I saw A Quiet Place 2 in theater, and that was, god, I let me tell you, like I said, I love watching movies. And before the pandemic hit and everything, I used to have one of those AMC passes where you paid like $20 a month and you got to see 3 movies every fucking week. Yes, every week. What is 4 times 3? Like 12? 1, 2, 3, 4, 5, 6, 7, 8, 9, 10, 11, 12. Yes. Yes, I did just count. I can't do math. 12 movies in 1 month for $20 and change, tax, whatever. Which was such a fucking deal. And at the time, what was I doing? I don't think I was working. No. Or maybe I was. No. I wasn't working at the time. So obviously, like, I had all this free time, and I was just living basically my best life at the time. And so I would literally go see these 3 free movies every week. And so I was constantly seeing new releases, and that, like, and then, you know, COVID happened and then they paused everything, whatever. So I was really excited to be back, to be in just a big room with a big screen and enjoying my popcorn and my lemonade. So that was really great. Just in general too, there were not a lot of people in the theater. Obviously, like, the people who worked there, but I probably crossed like 1 or 2 other people that were, I guess, seeing other things or like the same thing. I don't know. There weren't a lot. So I was just glad. It was just like perfect timing, like, all around. So for it being my first movie back, after everything, A+. Like, if you are questioning, well, I won't even say, I feel like a lot of people loved the first one, A Quiet Place, and so everyone was really excited for the second one. I want to say I saw the trailer, like, once, maybe twice, and then, so I haven't seen it a lot, but I know when the first time I saw it, I was like, holy shit, this is about to be so good. I can't even remember when the first one took place. If I remember correctly, I think it was like 2018. Yes. So 2018. I'm doing my early warning now. If you have not seen either of them, or if you have not seen the second one, I will be talking about spoilers. I will be giving the whole plot away. I mean, obviously, you know, they're like trying to be quiet because of monsters, but I will be talking about it. So fair warning. So if you care about it, don't care about it, now you know. All right. So just a quick refresher for the first Quiet Place. Yeah, it did come out in 2018. And basically the like small summary for that is, in a post-apocalyptic world, a family is forced to live in silence while hiding from monsters with ultra-sensitive hearing. Directed by John Krasinski. He's done a bunch of stuff. Everyone always loves to talk about him. In he played what was his character's name? He was in The Office. Part of one of the very big ships on that show. Jim. There we go. Pam and Jim. Jim and Pam. With also Emily Blunt, who is also his wife, which I love that so much. Like, I know working together with, like, a partner or a best friend, whatever, is, like, always kind of hard because, I mean, like, imagine, like a regular, like, not in the movies or TV show. Like, you get to goof around-ish, sort of, whatever. And I can only imagine, like, I'm sure they were nervous because it's like, oh my god, I'm directing, I have to tell my wife what to do-ish. There has to be, like, someone in command, whatever. But they killed it in the first one. And, yeah, so in the first one, they're already, like, post these monsters have arrived and they have to be quiet. You learn that they did have, like, a 4-year-old son who died from one of the monsters. Then they have another son and another daughter. The daughter is deaf, and also the actress is deaf also in real life. And one of the key facts they always talk about is that she taught the crew and like the other actors sign language, which is like pretty fucking awesome, first of all. And then what else? Oh, and then Emily's character is pregnant. I think she's like 9 months pregnant, or like whatever, close, because at the end of the movie, big spoiler of A Quiet Place, she ends up giving birth, and that's trouble because, you know, she's out here giving birth and that shit can be painful, and then the baby's crying, so that's just a lot of noise. And yeah, so I remember I watched A Quiet Place inside. I did not go to the theater for that one. I watched it, I guess I rented it or found it online. And sorry, that's my what are those? Airwick, Glad, automatic sprayers. Yeah, okay. So yeah, I did not get to enjoy the like anxiety driven from the first one in theaters. So this was also really exciting. Yeah, I saw the first one at home somewhere. I don't know. I mean, there was still a lot of anxiety and like trying to be quiet because like you get really wrapped into the story. But this like second time, like a whole different experience. So yeah, and then also in the first one, John's character dies. I fucking hated it. And like, what was the reason? So Emily's character ends up giving birth, but during the whole time they're like trying to like find like a steady place so that Emily's character can have birth in peace. And they find this house and they like rig it up and they're trying to be quiet, and like that's basically the whole spiel. And then at the end, monsters sort of find them because I don't know what noise sets it off. And then Emily's character is giving birth and there's monsters everywhere, and John's character dies, and then the family just sort of like moves on, RIP. The second one, oh my god, also really like how they wrote this, because obviously, I just told you, but, like, for those that did watch the first one, John's character had already died, so you're like, how the fuck, like, how, what's gonna happen now? So now this is, like, post all of that, but the beginning, this was, like, my one note from the very beginning. I said, holy shit, intro, in all caps, okay? Because it says day one, so it starts off, like, basically how the monsters got there. The family's at a baseball game. Next thing you know, they see like shit flying through the sky, like some bomb thing, and then, you know, they're all starting to leave, and then some of the monsters start attacking in town. So it's like boom, everybody's running, everybody's screaming, everyone's trying to be quiet. And then that's when they realize that, like, oh, these monsters are here to fuck shit up. Like, I mean, obviously, they're, like, attacking people, but they sort of learn early on to, like, be quiet. And so we get to see John's character again, which I was like, oh, thank you, John. How dare you die? How dare you kill yourself off in the first one? But he does make an appearance in the second one, thankfully. And we also get a little more background because a new character played by Cillian Murphy, his name's Emmett. We see Emmett at the ball game too. So he was friends with the family. And then that's how it sort of connects to the second one, because the family ends up finding him in part two. And he ends up getting involved with trying to save the deaf daughter and helping this family be quiet and finding basically safety. So for the small summary for A Quiet Place 2, it says, following the deadly events at home, the Abbott family must now face the terrors of the outside world as they continue their fight for survival in silence. Forced to venture into the unknown, they quickly realize that the creatures that hunt by sound are not the only threats that lurk beyond the sand path. That is really interesting, because that little line right there, there was like 2 seconds of something that was like threatening that wasn't the monsters. So like I explained, the movie starts off with like getting the sneak peek of day one, how exactly the monsters like landing and how that like, I guess like messed up whatever town they were in and like how they started to move, whatever. Emily not pregnant at the time. At the time they still just had the 3 kids, including the 4-year-old. Which now I'm realizing, I don't think they ever really showed its face. Maybe they did. I don't know. It was very action-y because I'm like, oh my god, fucking Ron, and I'm trying to be quiet. And, like, I was just really into the movie because all of a sudden this monster just comes out of nowhere. And, yeah, super great. What were some of my notes? My second one was, hello, James K. Why I call John James? No idea. No idea where James came from. But I was like, okay, hi, John. So yeah, as the movie says, the family is now leaving what was their prior home. They have to worry about the baby. They make this like soundproof box. There's like an oxygen tank that leads to it so that the box is soundproof with baby. Obviously, he doesn't die. Then they make it into like this industrial place, which is, I guess, a map that John's character had created. So the family just keeps following that. And, as they're entering this like industrial whatever place, the boy ends up getting his foot into like a bear trap. And oh my God, I was like, fucking shit. He's screaming and wailing. Next thing you know, monsters are coming, and then they're shooting off monsters, and then they're hiding. And then the Emmett family friend from before ends up helping them. But then, like, I don't think he realizes it's them, or maybe he does. I don't know. He, like, gets them to safety in this, like, vault-looking thing. He's like, I can't help y'all. Y'all have to leave from here. And then she's like, wait, look at me. Because, you know, he has a whole mask on and a hat, whatever. And then, so they basically convince him to, like, sort of help. But at the same time, they're like, one night there, the girl's like, wait, I hear Beyond the Sea on the radio, which is such a big deal, because before, when they were searching radio stations, it was just dead air. There was nothing. There was static. And then the guy's like, no, it's Beyond the Sea. They constantly have that. It's been playing for however long. Well, within the night, the girl realizes, no, it's a signal Beyond the Sea. There has to be a boat here. Like, there's a whole message. So she takes off by her fucking self, okay? Ends up almost dying at, like, this, like, train stop. And I'm like, are you kidding me? Like, first of all, she is already deaf. And, yeah, she has her, like, little implant thing. But how, like, she is by herself. How is she supposed to, like, really fight off these monsters? Like, that, no. But thankfully, by the time that she's, like, caught up in the monster mess, her family realizes she's gone. So they send Emmett after her. And Emmett gets to her and, you know, like, helps her. And then convince him that, like, she's like, no, there is a spot. Let's just find it. So he does. And then, you know, next thing you know, this guy is helping her. Back at the industrial place, obviously Emily's character is there with the baby, and the older son is there too, because, you know, his foot's all messed up. So they're stuck there. What's his situation? Next, you know, a monster comes and he's trying to hide from them, but he accidentally locks himself in this vault thing because there's a towel that's supposed to be placed in between the where the lock is so that they're able to open it after from the inside. But in such a hurry, he doesn't. So he ends up locking himself in there. He's like dying from oxygen, stealing oxygen from the baby, trying to keep himself alive. At the same time, Emily is not here because she's like, my daughter and that Emmett guy have not returned. So I need to do something. She's like, I need to go get meds for my son because his foot's messed up. I need to find oxygen tank for my baby, whatever. So she's gone on her return home. This is when she realizes that there's a monster. So she's out here setting off the sprinkler alarm, whatever, to like sort of mask the noise. So she's able to like walk around, and she ends up getting to her son in time. They lock themselves in the vault and they're trying to stay quiet from these monsters, because then all of a sudden the monster is underground where they were hiding. While this is going on, multiple stories, which I really liked, because like, even though it wasn't all about like one or the other, there were still like two anxiety ridden like storylines going through, which was like the son and Emily's character like trying to fight off these monsters there and like trying to be quiet while having a whole crying newborn. And then you have the girl and the family friend Emmett, who are trying to find like safety in this like hidden message from beyond the sea. And while they're doing that, they get to the boat, but all of a sudden these like I want to call them almost like cannibals, but they're not cannibals because we didn't really see them eat anybody, but these like crazy people, I guess, that are like wild people, all of a sudden like trap him in a noose, the family friend. They like try to kidnap the girl because they take her implant out and they're like, you know, moving her along, and we're gonna leave the guy for dead because a monster was coming. But then he ends up telling her to dive through like sign language, and he ends up saving the day, and he wraps up the guy who's trying to kidnap her on the pole and leave him for dead, and the monster is ripping everything to shreds. And so everybody's in the water at this point, and one of the monsters jumps into the water, and that's when we realize as an audience, as does the characters, that the monsters don't know how to swim. So that is their one fault, is they cannot swim, they drown. But there was two monsters. So one is drowning, and then the other one just happened to be on a boat, and it can't get off the boat because the boat has already sailed away. So he's like, oh, fuck. But at this time, the girl ends up pulling the family friend Emmett out of the water, and they get on the boat and they sail to the island that was in the message, like in the beyond the sea. So they make it to an island. That's the whole point, is them getting to an island beyond the sea. And they find, you know, other people there that have made it to safety. And the main guy on there, he's like, yeah, when we realized they were that they couldn't swim in water, you know, there were 12 boats that were going to come out here, but then everybody started screaming and noise and monsters, only two made it out here. And so we've been trying to use the radio tower to like message others and like leave a message, blah blah blah. But then just when you think that they're safe, the Emmett guy is wandering around the island and he sees that boat that had that one monster in it, and he's like, holy shit. So that monster done somehow got the boat to swivel onto this island. Well, I'm sure the monster didn't really have anything, but the boat swam to this island, and so now the monster's on the island. So he's like running back to land, and he's like, everybody run, everybody hide. And then we see this monster just terrorizing everything and like fucking people up and whatever. So the main guy from that island and Emmett, the family friend, and the girl hop into a car, and they're trying to like get to the radio tower to like tell her family or like do a signal or whatever to scare the monsters out, and also lead the monster away from that town. And sadly, the main guy from the island dies. I can't remember his name, but he ends up dying because he thought he had lost the monster. So going outside, he steps outside instead of going inside the radio tower, and the monster gets him. So then the girl, the family guy, the family friend and the girl are in the radio tower, and they're trying to make it to the radio to signal off these monsters, because at the very beginning we also learned that, like, if she put her implant to, like, a microphone, it emits this, like, really high-pitched sound, and the monsters don't like it, and then it gives them the vulnerability to then be hurt, so that's when they shoot them. So that's what she's trying to do. My note for that was, her implant fucks up the monsters. And it saves everybody, because at the same time, the brother was still hearing that radio station that was playing Beyond the Sea. Well, since she changed it, it had the high-pitched sound, so he ends up using it against the monster that him and his mom are fighting. And yeah, then they end up killing it. And that's literally it. Saves everyone. The end. Those were my notes. And yeah, so you have the story of the boy trying to take care of the baby and be quiet while at the industrial place, with Emily also trying to figure out, like, how she's gonna get oxygen for her baby because the tank was running low. Then you have the girl and the Family Guy trying to make it to this radio, signal the family, and then kill whatever monster ends up getting on the island. And so, like, things were going on, but it wasn't too much. It, like, I also probably should have watched, rewatched A Quiet Place before going, but from what I recall, I feel like there was a lot more anxiety because they were traveling a lot more, so they had to cross, a lot more places and be more aware before arriving to the house near the end, as opposed to this one where, like, the boy and the mom were in one steady place, and, like, yeah, they had their, what they're trying to, like, their issues, their problems, you know, the meds, the oxygen tank, and then you had the guy and the girl too, you know, crossing other monsters trying to get to the island, and then those people who, like, almost kidnap her. But it wasn't too much either. Like, it wasn't too many monsters, and it just wasn't too much. It was, like, pretty perfect. I mean, perfect, so I feel like it's such a strong word, but it was pretty good. It kept up the anxiety because I was like, shut the fuck up, everybody be quiet, the monsters are gonna hear us. And then at the same time, I was like, go, go, go. And then it was just stress after stress, because especially when they, like, almost kidnapped the girl, because you really think that that's, like, it. This girl's gonna be gone, and the Emmett, the family friend, is just gonna be left for dead too. And then it's like, holy shit, the brother's locked in the vault with no oxygen. Oh my god, it was, like, anxiety for sure. Stress. This is a really good sum up of this movie. Not a lot, obviously, but I was, like, really into it. And yeah, 10 out of 10, would probably watch again. Somebody, you know, hadn't seen it, and they're like, do you want to come? And I was like, sure, I'll watch it again. I really, really enjoyed the very beginning of the movie when we get to see what is, like, day one from when the monsters land and see how they just started destroying this town and how everyone's, like, panicking. Would I like to see more of that? Yes. It's very much like the beginning of Bird Box, where, like, everything's calm and then shit starts happening and, like, people are freaking out. I love that. What's another one? Oh, I just saw Army of the Dead, and we also see that too, where, like, one zombie bitten thing and then it, like, leads to a whole zombie apocalypse. Like, love that. So I would, like, well, maybe I should rewatch A Quiet Place and see how much of that was in that part. I don't think a lot, but I like the idea of, like, the day one, the very early days of, like, it affecting and taking place. So if they make a third one, I'm here for that. I'm here for, like, how it affected them, obviously, day one, and how it affected other towns, etc. I mean, obviously, then that way John could be in it, but I'm sure he's like, nah, tap me out. I'm already directing this, tap me out. But yeah, that was really good, and yeah, was not expecting. I mean, like, I don't know what I was expecting, honestly. Like, I was not expecting it to be bad, obviously. Like, I knew it was gonna be good, but I didn't realize it was gonna be that good. And it's probably a lot to do because I didn't see the trailer a lot, so not a lot was spoiled. Saw the trailer, like, early on, so you kind of forget what you're going into, but you obviously know what it's more or less about. It's them having to be quiet. So yeah, really good. Really enjoyed it. Emily Blunt, beautiful as always. John, handsome as always. Who else? Oh, the man on the island. See, they don't even have him. They don't give him a character name. It literally just says man on an island. His name is, what is it? Wait, Emmett's wife. I don't remember. Oh, she died. Oh my God, that was something. Who else was in this? I feel like there was like one more person that I was like, wait, who else was in this? Oh yeah, and then Emmett, of course, is like dealing with his own stuff. He's like solo man because he did have a wife and son, and then you realize his wife did not make it, which we see her skeleton at one point in the movie, and then the son doesn't make it either, and he has a bunch of drawings of him. So that was good. Wow, this article from 2 days ago says smashes A Quiet Place 2 smashes pandemic box office record with 57 million debut. That's what I'm talking about. That's what I'm talking about. Yeah, that beginning was so actiony. It was just like, bam, bam, bam. Okay, thank you, air freshener thing. We get it. Yeah. So, recommend. 10 out of 10. Great post. Well, I mean, we're still in the pandemic, but, you know, like, with a few restrictions and things being better and all these safety issues or safety precautions in place, that was a good one. So we shall see. I feel like I'm missing something, but I said all my notes and everything. So yeah, let me know, follow me on social media. I am on Twitter. Let me know what your thoughts are. Are you gonna go see it? What do you think about the first one? I mean, obviously everyone has a choice of seeing it, renting it at home, or going to the theaters. How do you feel about seeing the movies in the theaters now that, you know, things are a little less restricted? And yeah, new, what is it? The wheels are turning. New things are opening up. So, okay. Thank you for listening, and follow me on social media. We can talk about it more, and I will see you guys next week. Bye.